Welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On, everybody? This week, the crew discusses the new Dave Chappelle Netflix specials and talks about the worst jobs they've ever worked. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, people were mad at Dave Chappelle, man, for some of the jokes he made about gay people and trans.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. I didn't look at that stuff. I just watched it.
I just watched it. I didn't know all the controversy
that was happening behind it. I knew it was something happening, but I didn't look any of it up. So yeah, what's going on? Like, what's the big deal with what's going on?
And how did he say it in context? Because I feel like that's important.
How did he say what?
They were definitely homophobic and transphobic jokes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Hear what I said.
All right.
Jokes.
Okay, yes.
When I walk into a comedy show,
right.
I don't go in there thinking this is a safe space.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Ben, I'm sitting there for a seat.
You better not,
because some shit's going to happen, and someone's going to call you out, and you're going to end up... Especially someone like Dave Chappelle. And I'm not giving excuses for transphobic comments, but what I'm saying is I don't walk into a place like that and think that that shit is off limits.
Yeah, right.
To me, I feel like with comedy, just about everything can be talked about.
That's just like when George Lopez kicked that woman out. But I don't know if y'all feel differently about that.
He called her a bitch or something, I think, right?
Yeah, that was different, though.
But
why?
She was offended by a joke he said.
Right. He said something about his parents. They said, don't bring home a black woman or something.
Right, yeah, and she got offended.
Well, don't be here.
And he jumped on her and he kicked her out.
Because she got offended and interrupted him.
And was in, like, she was sitting in the front.
Yeah, you sitting in the front row of the comedy show.
Yeah, you're a target.
You're a target.
So I kind of feel similar. Like he called you a bitch. And I mean, you know, I'm obviously about not, you know what I'm saying, disrespecting women and stuff like that. But it's like, okay, you come to my show and shit, if you don't fucking like my jokes, get the fuck out.
Exactly, just leave.
I would have said the same thing.
My thing is, you're going to stand up while he's giving his joke. Like, right. I'm offended. So fucking what? Right.
Exactly.
Who are we talking about? George Lopez.
But yeah, back to Chappelle.
Yeah. Jokes offend people. Sometimes.
That's what it is. Like, it's from the beginning of time. Like, that's what jokes have been. It's offensive. It's like no limits. Like, it's just you talk about whatever.
A living color being in today's society.
Bro, like,
you live in color.
They shut it down after 2 weeks.
They shut it down. The second handyman came out, they're like, oh no.
Living
color was no holes barred comedy back then.
Do you feel like there's, I guess, like a premise for people to be upset about a certain joke? Like, I feel like obviously it has to be, you know, told in the right way for it to be funny, and depends on the person who's saying it, but certain shit to me wouldn't be funny, like, just off limits.
His jokes weren't funny.
Oh, Dave Chappelle's?
Oh. You didn't think they were
so
funny?
So that's the problem?
No. I was not offended by the jokes. I did say before that I understand why people in the LGBT community would be offended. Mm-hmm. But I was less offended by the fact the joke wasn't funny.
Well, if you're
gonna be offensive, at least make that shit funny. And his jokes were—they just weren't funny.
I don't agree with that. I thought that shit was
funny.
I thought that shit was funny. It wasn't for what it's worth.
You said
killing them softly.
No, I thought some of them, not all of them, but definitely some of them had some dry areas.
Yeah. But that
was one. It ain't killing them softly and for what it's worth stand up.
No. But it was funny.
But it was funny.
It was enjoyable. It made me want to watch the next one.
The next.
But you know what? I think what was interesting thing about it to me when I'm watching, and I think that, you know, we're in this society now where people are talking about, well, not that, but this PC world, one. Mm-hmm. Two, now gays and trans is a big conversation.
It's
right?
a thing now, yeah.
And I think it's like you're not off limits.
Right.
Off limit from being part of a joke,
mm-hmm,
right? And they're not you. Now you're very public facing,
mm-hmm.
So now you're not above all that. So that's why they were so offended, because typically people don't go there.
Yeah,
you know. So a lot of them was like, "Oh man, dang." You
disagree.
You said people don't go there.
Comedians been going there. Comedians are making gay jokes.
I know gay jokes.
But what he's saying now?
What do you mean?
But there's this thing in the comedy world where they're trying to get away, or they don't want them to do the gay jokes anymore. You go back and watch old comedy, and you kind of cringe a little bit at some of the gay jokes that were said. Okay. So I think they don't want that to carry over into the new world. And I guess Dave Chappelle is like, no, you guys are people too. Mm-hmm. And since you are part of society, you guys do stuff that, you know, that's funny. So get some... Not, I mean, come on, man.
No pun intended.
You people, yeah. You people do stuff that's funny.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to come across that way. Because I know how we would react to that word, to it being phrased that way. But that's kind of what I took from it. Because I think there was one part in it where he said, he was talking about his wife. And he says his wife has gay friends.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't act stand like them motherfuckers.
They act like
oh my God.
But
wait, what did he say after that?
And that's the thing, is what
he's
he said after that.
David.
He's not coming to my house. He goes, hi, David.
He said he's not like a cat that can talk.
Yeah,
that part was funny. That part was funny.
But when you hear it and the way he set it up, it makes it seem like he didn't like them because they're gay. And he even came back and said, it's not because they're gay, it's because of their character or their personality.
But then he says faggots. So
I mean, but
he
but
did
what
say that.
Kind of
did. Yeah, but he did. But at the same time, time, I think what he's saying is that you could be gay, you could be whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, but your personality, who you are as a person, I think for him is why I don't like you. There are people out here that don't like people because of, you know, their choices. Mm-hmm. You're trans, you're gay, or whatever. I think what David was trying to say, at least what I got from him, is that no, you're a person. I don't like you because you as a person is the thing that I don't like. I don't care about anything else. So that was one of the things that I got from it.
Okay.
That I don't think he meant to say, like, faggot.
Stop.
Okay,
that was the only time he said
it. It doesn't matter.
No. I'm saying that it was cringe when he said it, but I'm just saying, like, I think he...
How do you not mean to say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just came out.
Yeah, because he's probably
because he had been saying gay and gay. He said he had been saying gay like all. And then you said that one time. It's like I think it was a slip up.
No, replace it with white people and black people and nigger. Sorry.
Thank you.
I think it was a slip-up.
And the whole explanation that
he why does, wouldn't you use it throughout?
Come on, bro.
Why would you mean come on, bro? Like why wouldn't he use it repeatedly?
Why would it slip out?
Because he uses it
exactly.
I'm not saying that he doesn't use it.
So then, what's the point?
My point is that
not your just because point, you use it the same way of saying it then as opposed to not ever saying it in the I know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
I'm saying, but what is the point? Why would he just say it in that one part versus nowhere else?
That's what I'm saying. I think it slipped. That's what I'm saying. You said, why would he do it in that one part? And I'm saying, because I think that part he slipped and said it.
So he was trying to be inclusive the rest of the special.
What you mean?
If he's already offending gay people with these jokes, why would he worry about saying the word faggot?
Because, like, that's a little too far. Same way somebody said nigga, like a white person said, like, saying fag is a little too far.
It's off limits to us because we're not part of
that. He only said it once, and I was like, man, I think he slipped up when he said that.
So
it's still, to me, especially by your explanation, it just sounds like some old, you know, I like certain black people. There's black people and there's niggers. You know, you're like, oh, well, I don't dislike you because you're gay. I'm disliking you because your personality. And it's like if a white person said that shit about one of us, we'd be like, oh no, you're still racist.
I think he has
friends with people that are.
Don't do it, Ken.
Oh my gosh, please.
But I'm not saying he's a homophobe. Let's get that straight. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I also think that, I mean, damn, this is the fucked up shit about it because now all of a sudden we can't have the conversation.
No, we can have the conversation. Just don't make excuses for people.
I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm trying to understand why Dave Chappelle in this day and age would come out and go there.
Right.
When so many people are not going there anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think Dave is of the mindset, is like, I'm a comedian. I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah.
There's comedy everywhere. And just because you're gay or transphobic, I'm not going to exclude you from my comedy.
I agree.
You know, and I think that was it. And I think the reaction is the world that we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like Bill Burr. One of the funniest, I think he's probably my favorite comedian out right now. I was watching one of his specials on YouTube, and he did this whole joke about black people. And he even said it in the room. He was like, you guys are uncomfortable because I'm making black jokes. Because typically white comedians don't make jokes about black people. Mm-hmm. George Lake, that's why the lady got offended. But the shit he was, it didn't offend me. I could see black people getting offended because the shit was fucking funny as hell.
And it was probably true, right?
Huh?
It was probably true, right?
Because he made some type of correlation between slavery and the modern day athlete and why the athlete, the black male athlete is so, you know, athletic and faster. Because he was something like, because them motherfuckers been running, ever since back in the, but the shit was fucking funny. You got to hear
comedian,
it.
Mike. He's not a comedian. Don't.
Listen. I get it. Didn't think it was funny.
Huh?
Huh?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the overall thing of the joke. You have to kind of hear how he does it.
Yeah,
the setup and everything.
Yeah, the setup, all the everything. Yeah. But, you know, as a black person listen to it, like, I think for me, I'm like, man, if a black person said that, it would be just as funny. So to me, the joke itself is funny.
Sure.
It's not necessarily who's saying it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always kind of felt funny that white comedians can't really make jokes about
They do make
what's not Lisa Lampanelli? Yeah, they don't say nigga, but they'll say black.
I don't think they're funny.
Yeah. But I don't think they're funny because I'm offended. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get offended very easily. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're funny jokes. And that was the thing with Chappelle's the talk like a cat thing. That shit was funny as shit.
It was true.
It was true as fuck. But it was the oh, Caitlyn Jenner walked in and pulls his dick out and drops it on. And I said, Dave Chappelle said his. Don't try to act like I'm using incorrect pronouns. He said his. Walked in there and pulled his dick out and threw it on the table to scare people or something. I was just like, that's not funny. That's just stupid.
And yeah, that was one of those moments with where that was one of those dry moments.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
And that was my issue. It was like,
it gotta at least be funny, like if you're gonna be problematic.
That's my point. Yeah. Right. If you're gonna be offensive, at least be funny and offensive.
Exactly.
His offensive joke, it just seems to me
like, 'cause then
it just
seems like you're sticking in for no reason.
It just seemed like Dave hasn't evolved his comedy. It seemed like he was telling jokes that he should have told in the 90s. Like, that shit's not funny anymore.
I don't agree with that joke.
No, I agree with it. May not have been funny.
That's my point. That's what. What do you?
But no, you said that he's making jokes that he should have made in the past.
That trans joke may have hit in 1998.
I think it still wouldn't have been funny.
I think it might have been because comedy wasn't evolved the way it is. Comedy is so much different now. I think back then, it would have been like more shocking because trans wasn't everywhere.
Right.
And then, so that's why it would have been a little bit more funny.
That's why I think it wouldn't have been, because it's like, why are we talking about this? Nobody's talking about what, nobody cares about transgender because it's nowhere to be found. No one's talking about it.
I disagree.
But everybody's talking about it now.
But everybody's talking about it. That's what makes the joke relevant.
I think the joke would have still been relevant. I think it was, especially if he was already making gay jokes.
But trans, that's like a different, like, area, isn't it? Like,
no,
it's just like,
it's not. It's still under the umbrella. Yes, you know, absolutely.
LGBT. Right, but it wasn't like at the forefront, like
it was back.
Like back then, nobody really talked about that.
No, they didn't.
Because I remember. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You mean in terms of like it being mainstream?
Yeah, like, it wasn't mainstream. Yeah. I think the only thing
was when
it was weird when Wesley Pikes and them were doing that cross dressing. Y'all remember that movie?
Wesley Snipes.
I don't know who Wesley Pikes is. I swear to God on my life, I don't know who the fuck he is.
I was thinking about I just remember seeing that shit.
I was like, who the fuck is Wesley Pikes?
I was just enjoying some Wesley Pipes.
I wouldn't enjoy no Wesley Pipes.
Is that a guy?
Go ahead. Yeah,
it's a porn star.
So why do we know?
Wesley Snipes and the movie, the cross-dressing movie. Go ahead, Ron.
Don't act like porn is not something that people watch.
No,
people
I'm just saying.
Porn.
Like,
I do watch porn.
There's nothing wrong with watching porn.
I wouldn't know, like, male. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Wesley
Snipes. Don't try to play, Ron. Like, that's cold-blooded.
I'm not saying.
I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing nothing. I know what you're doing.
It's not a girl's name.
That's what I was.
If there was a chick named Wesley Pipes,
I ain't watching that shit.
What are you doing?
Exactly. I have to ask. I'm not here trying to be
crazy. Anyway, I'm saying like around that time, that was very shocking for people, exactly. that movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they did it. So it would have been more shocking then. Because they'd be like, what is he talking about? Oh, shit. That's
I want to say people did talk about that movie.
They like, did talk. There was a conversation around the movie. About
it. Were they offended or?
Not a thing. I'm saying comedians was just talking about it. Like, yeah. Wesley Snipes was dressing up. Like, because who else?
It
was
they sure did.
Patrick,
yeah.
I think it was Patrick Swayze. All those dudes. Yeah.
Either
that was the first time I even had heard about, like, not heard about, but it Seen being it. That mainstream.
Yeah. I just still got it.
You just got what?
Like, okay. The Pipes part.
Lord, oh, Wesley Pipes.
Look at his smile. Look at his smile.
I get it.
So in the conversation, wrapping it up, did you like it?
I like bits and pieces of it. Yeah. I came in like seeing the controversy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of see what it was for myself. I walked away like everybody has a right to be offended by whatever, but you know, and I'm not in that community. But yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought it was enjoyable.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I enjoyed it as well. I purposely didn't look up what was going on behind it. I just wanted to watch it. Okay. And I wanted to come here and y'all tell me what was going on. But now that I know that people were offended, like, I'm like, man, come on. Like, comedians have been doing this. They've been offending everyone. Man. No one's safe.
Right. No
if
one.
You did some dumb shit or you're doing whatever, like, that's in the forefront of media, mm-hmm. it's going to get talked about by comedians. Exactly. I'm sorry. That's just what it is.
Okay, so we're going to pass the mic. This is the segment where you guys send us your questions to...
Is the mic still on at gmail.com?
You can't never remember these emails, these Twitter
names.
Sorry,
we only got like 8 of them.
But you have two.
Two.
Anyway. Okay, so this question is from Ultimately Childish. I really don't know. I guess that's a fake name. Great.
I've talked to him, I think.
That's nice. Okay.
I hate you so much.
Okay, so I've been working at my current job going on 3 months, and I'm constantly being shown that this isn't the place for me. The management is super sloppy, the hours aren't necessarily the best for somebody like me, and the customers are really shitty. As much as I, that's not verbatim, but anyways, paraphrasing. As much as I want to quit right now, I can't do it because I'm saving up to pay for my next semester in college because I was unable to do it this semester. Have any of you guys worked at a job so bad that you've just...
Go ahead, keep going.
Y'all got stories. Okay. Oh, yeah. Have any of you ever worked at a job so bad that you just quit because it wasn't for you, regardless of how bad you needed the job?
Oh. I've never quit.
Yo, I quit mentally.
I've quit mentally. Okay.
No, yeah. You toughed it out. You still did the work. You were too good of a worker to just fuck up.
But
Ken,
mentally,
Ken on different hands.
No, Ken checked the fuck out.
Yes. Yeah. No, he was all the way out.
Ken was like, I ain't doing shit.
Oh my God.
No, but that was on some super bullshit though at that place, especially when me and him started sitting next to each other, bro.
Okay, we clear. So tell them what we're talking about, because mm-hmm. I don't think anybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, nobody
fucking
knows.
So we all worked at the same place as B.
Wait, can we know what type of place it was?
It was an advertising fake wannabe website.
It was an advertising firm.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck those motherfuckers. Yeah. And staff recognized that motherfucking crew.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Yeah, and it underwent some changes.
Yep.
It was bought out. And they brought in new management, and all the old people just gave no fucks about.
No.
Unless you were a brown nose.
Absolutely.
Ass kissed ass.
Speak on
and now four of us already is know that.
No.
That I just want to make that clear. So, that's not happening.
Yeah, they just started fucking. When I tell you fucking over all of us,
bruh.
Even the good people.
Bruh.
You know, the quote unquote good people that complied and didn't want to do shit. I wasn't having it. When they started fucking me over, I wasn't having it. So yeah, I guess like you guys said, yeah, I quit mentally. And you know, we were like in a position where they couldn't necessarily fire us
like
that.
Fuck that. they couldn't fire your ass because you had tenure and you was already
an employee.
And an employee. Like me and Rob, we was contractors there. Yeah. So my shit was always on pins and needles with that fucking company.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Is this how all y'all met?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Us four. Yeah. And then we met him through him. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're gonna tell it soon.
But
finally, people have been y'all keep the
story. We've told the story. It's on video.
They just need to see it.
Just need to see it.
Yeah, I wanted to quit, and I kept, to a certain degree, I was doing stuff to try to get fired because I had kids, so I couldn't necessarily quit. So to his point, what I guess his thing is that he has to work at this shitty ass place because he want to pay
up for college. Yeah.
Right. Look, I'm old school. I'm all for doing shit you gotta do in order to improve your future or take care of your responsibility.
Yeah.
That's me. That's how I grew up. Yeah. I grew up with a military dad who just raised us to be hardcore. I know y'all millennials on some new ass shit.
Okay.
So, on some new ass shit, so things are different. but for me, like, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Y'all motherfuckers like Drake sacrifices, right? So,
Oh my god! Right. What?
Hey, cut this man.
Y'all stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Hey, cut his mic off, please.
All right, fine. I know.
But look,
even Dave Chappelle told bad jokes.
Not that bad though.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So look, to answer that question, so I actually have a story where I quit because I had to. Cool. I 1,000% had to.
You needed the job.
Of course. At the time, I was a very young. I think I was like 18, 19. So it's not like I had a whole bunch of bills, but shit. You know what I'm saying? You need money.
My mom would have kicked my ass.
But no. But look, peep this. So this is another thing me and Rod have in common. We both worked at Subway. So this was my Subway job.
I worked at Subway too.
Oh, you worked at Subway? Oh,
that was my first job.
Fucking Subway.
There we go. I'm up for this fire.
So, let me just get into the story. So I worked at a Subway in downtown Chicago that was part of this super big building, office building. And those people were pretentious as fuck. They would look at me and I could tell, like, I'm going to do a motherfucking black motherfucker. Make my sandwich, motherfucker. And I used to, okay.
Aww.
Oh, like y'all don't act like that.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But
no, but I feel him. Like I feel bad. I fucking hate.
Yeah,
that
no, that shit was bad. And the only reason why I got the job was one of my homies, his fiance at the time, she was the manager. She's like, hell yeah, you know, put in the application. I got you. Boom, boom. Yeah, so, you know, I was in there like swimwear. Mm-hmm. So I'm working, and me, I'm just trying to do the job, get paid, get to the next one, right?
Okay.
So all of a sudden, management changed. Mm-hmm. They let her go, right? So
because you hire a motherfucker like you.
Whatever. But anyway, so it was an Indian family that bought the shit.
Oh, shit.
Right? So they ended, and they already owned like two or three other ones in the vicinity. So they were just, they were just getting it off. So once they took over the store I was working at, I don't know why he's over here with this commentary, but anyway, once they took over the store I was working at, everybody that was working there, they just started pushing out and started creating conflict. So even though I didn't love the job because the people were already shitty, the people I worked with were cool. Yeah. So now you're getting rid of all of these black people and Hispanic people. And you're bringing in a whole bunch of motherfuckers that can't even really speak English, right? I don't even know what the fuck they was. And then I look at my schedule. I got 4 hours for the week. I said, hey.
They playing you, bro.
I'm out.
For the week?
For the week.
What did you do wrong?
Nothing.
Yes, wait.
I did. He gave somebody a salami sandwich with no salami on it.
Y'all didn't even let Ryan answer the question.
It's cool. Rod don't never get to answer the questions, man.
Wait, yeah, man.
Question.
Did
they? Bye, y'all.
Was the four?
Bye, y'all.
Was the 4 hours split up between two, like, shifts?
It was like a day, like a half a day.
Okay, because I was like, that's real disrespectful. If they asked you to come in like 2 hours at a time or some shit.
Oh, like a half hour.
Right!
Because he only got four. So come a half hour.
You out Monday through Wednesday, 30 minutes?
So when they...
I'm going to bring my camera again next week. Because every time I bring it, you got to jig off.
So when I saw the fact I have 4 hour shift all week, I looked at the manager and I'm like, hey, the fuck is going on here?
And what'd he say?
It was a she, a what'd black she lady. She was
okay.
Yeah, that's no, she was cool. She was the only one that kept it real. She was like, they made me make the schedule like this. Mm. I said, peace. No, I didn't say it like that. But, you know, I was pissed off. I was pissed the fuck off. I just walked out, never came back.
Wow, that's inspiring.
I said, here you go, use your apron.
Wait, so you think he wants, like, advice?
He just wants to share.
I personally think, look, if you got to make it through college, obviously, I guess you're in college to get a better job. So just, you know, if it's not that shitty, tough it out. You know what I'm saying? You weren't able to go this semester, and so you probably worked really hard to save up enough for next semester.
He's doing it for a good cause. I mean, college education.
And, you know, you can look for another job in the meantime before you start your next semester, because then it's going to be hard looking. I'm telling you, it's going to be hard looking for a job, like, once you're in your next semester of college.
But you know what? That job, and I have other several jobs that were super whack, but it makes you appreciate once you get and find something that you actually like.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you can't have, like, you can't just go into something that you actually like. You have to have these life experiences, and you have to make those tough decisions to quit or to stay with it. And either way, regardless of whatever you decide to do, you will learn from it.
And I could have quit, like it was around November, and I think, you know, my wife was like, yeah, you could just quit because it was making you fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but I was like, it was November. I was like, well, but Christmas coming. I want to be, and you know, I'm like, I want to be.
He comes to me
and wants me to buy him something. I want to be able to go fucking buy him something.
Right.
So, but the thing is, like, I working in that situation for as long as I did, like, it lasted for fucking years.
Yep.
PTSD from that place. You wrote a post on Facebook about that shit. That shit was so fucking real, because when I went to my new job, like, it was great, but I was still, like, under that, like, that mindset that something shady or something fucked up was gonna happen.
Especially when they're nice to you. That's the fucked up thing. It's like, it's like that battered wife syndrome. It's like, you need somebody to be mean to you to validate that you're doing a good job. And it's so fucked up, because it's like, my new job, like, everybody's so fucking nice. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You're like,
like,
what's your angle, motherfucker?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? Because it's too good. You know, like, I get paid to work from home. And it's just like, everybody's like, hey, can you do this for me? And it's some shit that would take me fucking 20 minutes. And I'm like, of course I'll do it for you. And then my boss came. He was like, man, everybody's like, you're just so fucking nice and accommodating. And, you know, everybody sees, like, management in you. And I'm like, So what's the problem then? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. What are you saying? Yeah. What the fuck are you trying to tell me?
Messed you up that much?
Because that's how they used to do us.
Yes,
they would call it the what would they call it? The sandwich effect. And I was a manager there, and that's how they trained you. Like, I can't say his name. This fucking piece of dog shit that we worked for. This fucking speech impediment, crooked eye, fucking alcoholic piece of fucking garbage. That was my manager. He would train us to be this way. He would say, don't ever tell somebody that they're doing a great job without following up with criticism. Sandwich effect.
Wow.
So you walk in. I never told you this?
No.
You walk in and you say, all right, well, I just want to tell you that you knocked out 38 accounts last week. Mm-hmm. That's great, because the minimum is 40. But.
Oh, shit.
You could do 45. And you end it with, but we appreciate the work. And you walk out feeling like shit, because it's like, well, goddamn, I killed myself to do this fucking 38.
Yeah.
And if the minimum is only 35 and I did 3 over, they want you to do 10 over. Like, what the fuck? And then if you go in there and you do 40 and the minimum is 30, they tell you, well, you can do 30. You can still do 45.
Jobs are a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's so fucking crazy, man, because, like,
I hate that fucking place.
If I can work from home if something happens, right? And so if I need to watch the kids, or if I, like, if I got sick or whatever, I can probably work from home if I needed to. But I feel so fucking, like, guilty. And I think that when I get back there, somebody's going to pull me to the side.
Or, like, be in your office or some
shit. And I always think, like, man, I wonder, do they actually believe me? You know?
That's a joke.
My sister like that a lot.
So this is so fucking crazy. So now if I'm going to be late to work or something, right? Because accidents happen all the time.
Ralph.
I mean, 85 just blew up, so.
Yes, 85 just blew up.
Literally.
So it literally just did. But anytime, like, I would be late, you know, 5-10 minutes or whatever.
Right.
I would call, be like, hey, you know, whatever, I'm about to be late. I would literally take a picture of the fucking accident so y'all would know.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that now at my new job, and they're just like,
like, stop.
You're 10 minutes late, don't worry about it. Like I called, I think it was last weekend. I called my manager and said, hey, look, I read the schedule wrong. I'm going to be about 30 minutes late. She's like, oh, my God, I thought you were going to call off. Thank you very much. Don't worry about it. Get here when you get here.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. I would feel very taken aback. Like they secretly, like, taking notes of that shit. Like, all right.
What about you, B?
I had a horrible FedEx. I worked for FedEx before, making good money, but
oh wow.
Yeah, I could not stand that fucking place. They cared about the packages more than they cared about us drivers.
Hello.
Yeah, I believe
I'm it. Talking about blatant. Like, they ain't care rain, hail, sleet, snow. Like, it had to be a state of emergency for us not to drive out there and still and drop packages off. So, yeah, that was a horrible
You job. Walked out, though?
Wow.
Yep. That was the only job I ever had that I didn't give a 2 weeks notice. I literally quit. Like, I woke up was like, fuck this. Like, I literally woke up and was like, fuck it. They was calling me. I wasn't answering. Wow. That was the only job ever. That's the only job I've ever, never gave a 2 weeks notice. Every other job I had, I always give a 2 weeks notice. I'm pretty cool with everybody, so it's always all good. But that's the only job that I was like, fuck it.
So what happened? You just never returned? Like, it was it
I never returned. They
send you that paperwork where it was like a leave of whatever?
I don't know what they sent me.
They just mark it off. Yeah. They know.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've only done that once. I did that at Captain D's.
You worked at Captain D's?
That was my first job.
Wow. Oh, okay.
That was my very first job. I worked at Captain D's.
They sell fish there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had just gone vegetarian, but I was like, I got to make this money. But I didn't quit because of the meat thing. I quit because there was this. And it, by the way, everybody, this is a video on my channel, so go make sure you go watch that shit.
Okay.
there was this chick that worked there. She was real fine. And I had this manager. It was a tall white guy, and I worked with this other guy, big fat black dude. The big fat black dude didn't do no work. He just sat over there with his fat ass and just watched me do all the work. Mm-hmm. The tall white guy would come over and hang out with the fat dude, and they'd just sit in the corner and just make jokes. Now, my manager, the white guy, this was his favorite thing to do. This is what we do every single day. When the fine chick would walk through, hey man, would you fuck her? And this was right when I was, granted, I was like 15. Mm-hmm. So I had just discovered what feminism was. So I was like, fuck that. That's wrong. You will not. You know what I mean?
I live for it.
And then after a while, I learned that the trick, because at first when he first, I was like, no, man, that's fucked up. Why would you say that? She seems cool. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Then he would do it more. Okay. He would just intentionally keep doing it. So finally, I learned that the trick was this. He would say, hey man, would you fuck her? And you're supposed to say, oh yeah, I would fuck her. Would you? And he'd say, nah, but I let her suck my dick. This was every single day.
What the fuck?
This was every day he would do this.
This is weird.
Yeah, extremely weird. It's Conyers. So this was every single day this would happen. He'd come back, oh shit, here she come.
Like would the, you same fuck her?
The same girl?
Same chick. Same chick. There's only one girl working there.
Yeah, because look, you know, I'm a
like,
guy.
Would your at, like, would you change would your mind overnight?
That was his thing. It was like a shtick. And like I said, when you'd say, when I first, I was like, man, nah, it's fucked up.
What a fucking
then
psycho.
It just turned to a conversation. He would just keep going.
Yeah.
But the only time it stopped when I'd say, oh, yeah, fuck her. Would you? Oh, no, I'm about to let her suck my dick.
Like that was just his thing.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No sense.
The chick is so, well, it doesn't matter. Mm. At any rate, after a while of dealing with that, I only lasted 2 months. Mm. And then I started feeling genuinely bad about the situation because the girl was so fucking nice. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And one day, I just walked out. Didn't tell anybody anything. Left, told my mom, I was like, look, I can't do this anymore.
Because of him?
Yeah, I was like, I can't do
it. No, but that shit is highly awkward.
Isn't it?
It was really awkward.
Because look, as a guy.
They're not HR or some shit?
At Cap D's?
Yeah, come on.
He was probably D's. HR.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
See, because like, I deal with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis. I see a lot of motherfuckers. So sometimes it'd be a bad chick come through the store. I'd be like, hey, bro. You see that right there? Boy? Mm-hmm.
You need to stop doing that if you're in management. Dead ass.
I'm not in management no more.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. But either way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see some chick, like, bro, you see that? She likes, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just keep that shit moving. It's just
a guy
on some guy
things.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the same chick?
Every day. But she was the only girl that
that's
worked there. And she was
beautiful.
Like, she was the only chick that worked there, and it was every day. And I was like, I can't do
this. But you gotta have, like, a different joke or something.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is The Mic Still On. And if you want to hear more conversations from Dead End Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On, starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Inge, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.